from today, retailers are officially banned from providing customers with single-use plastic bags in New Zealand. And consumers are being relied on to dob in any retailers flouting the rules. The Sustainable Business Network CEO, Rachel Brown, says this is just the first step in the war on plastic pollution. She's here in the Auckland studio. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Is today a significant day for you?
It's a really good day. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I'm surprised it happened so fast.
It feels like it's taken forever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like it's been a really slow thing. We've been talking about this stuff for a really long time.
I know you have, but I know. Imagine if 18 months ago, 2 years ago, you said within 2 years plastic bags would be banned in New Zealand. I think you'd be surprised, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I just sit in this work so much that I feel like it's a really slow journey. But,
yeah.
You know, to the outside it feels fast.
Remind us why we've banned them.
Well, in my lifetime, the amount of plastic that we now make and put over things has gone something like 20 times as much as when I was a kid. And this is just the beginning of a way of trying to get that back undercover. You know, we're reading and seeing a lot about plastic in the ocean, and that's really devastating. And this is a choice we're making, so we're starting to pull it all back.
How much of a difference will this ban make? Not to the environment, but I mean, how much plastic are we taking out of the system?
Yeah, it really is just the tip of the iceberg, Jesse. It's not going to solve it, but it's really a good starting point, and it's really public. So it means that we're doing a bunch of things with this. We're going to be changing our behaviour. So we now, all of us, I imagine, are now thinking, I've got to take my bag when I go to the supermarket or if I go and get myself a takeaway. We weren't thinking that, as you said, 2 years ago. So that's one of the biggest things. It's small in terms of weight, in terms of New Zealand's weight. It is only a tiny tip of the iceberg, but it's going to make people think, and it's already making people think about how much packaging is on just about everything that we buy.
I've got to say, I agree with you on that one. Sometimes people say, oh, look, it's just such a tiny thing. But I think there's actually a massive change that goes through someone's head once they start changing their behaviour around, for example, plastic straws. Or that's why I was so disappointed when the soft plastics recycling was shut down, because like in my family, and I'm sure in plenty of families, we just got into the habit of getting that bread bag and putting it in a different place and taking it into the supermarket. And then it was like they were telling us, oh, don't bother. And I was like, that is such a step backwards. So
I know, but also, Jesse, it's an honest step backwards, although we've just reinstalled it in Auckland, so you can now get your soft plastics recycled.
Can you?
Yeah, okay. In Auckland only, though. Mm-hmm. So it's all about volume. But the truth is, all of that stuff, we've got to work out another way of doing it, because it's a really marginal business doing soft plastics recycling, and you've got to turn it into something. So at the moment, we're turning them into these mock wooden pails. You know, which is great, but we're only going to need so many of them. And the problem is we're generating so much plastic. We've actually got to stop and reduce it at source.
People think that recycling plastic is the best thing that they can do for the environment, but in fact, there are two better things, right?
Yeah, the best thing is to not buy it in the first place.
Mm.
So look for products, and there's lots of products out there now. You know, this is not new, actually. There's lots of things that solve this stuff. So avoid buying your plastic, and then look for stuff that's reusable. So I can give you two cool examples. One is Athique. They're a shampoo business. You just buy a block of soap. You wash your hair with a block of soap. There's no plastic involved in that, and it's really efficient, and it's way more costly.
Mm.
And the other one is Again, which is a new coffee.
Sorry, you said it's way more costly? It's cost-effective?
It's cost-effective, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you save money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other
Someone
one is,
like me likes it.
What's Again?
Again is a new coffee service. So instead of getting your reusable coffee.
Oh, yeah, we had them on the show.
Yeah, they're very cool. Couple of very cool women started that in Wellington.
Lime scooters for coffee cups.
Yeah.
Well,
you could do both. You could carry your Again cup on your lime scooter.
I've tried doing coffee on a lime scooter. It's not advised.
A good idea,
How much of a role has business played in this plastic bag ban, or have they just taken it?
No, you always get businesses who are leading the way, and there has been a bunch of businesses. Some of the, you know, the two big brands, the big supermarkets have been pushing it for a while. Loads of our members have been doing this for ages, looking at these things called boomerang bags and, you know, a million ways of trying to get plastics down. So, businesses, the progressive ones, have seen this coming. They've been working out how to adjust to it. And then there's always the bulk of businesses who are just waiting for the legislation to force them to change.
Yeah. And how are they getting on today?
Yeah, well, I think if they don't know it's happening, I'd be really surprised. So I guess, you know, we are seeing that there's some companies who are going, right, it's coming through, we'll just do it. And they're doing, you know, they're doing some really cool things to encourage people to bring their own stuff along with them, which is really cool. And the ones who haven't got their shit together are going to have to get a little bit of a reminder from their customers, or, you know, potentially they could get fined.
Feels like a significant step, banning plastic, single-use plastic bags in New Zealand. And where do we sit within other countries, I guess, other comparable countries? Have other countries done that already?
Yeah.
Are we ahead of the pack?
No, we're not. I'd love to say New Zealand got this going before everyone else, but we're not. So we're a, you know, we're a fast follower on those things. Some parts of the world are way ahead of us, and then some parts of the world aren't even really thinking about it. So
surprise you how conservative New Zealand can be sometimes.
Yeah, it annoys me. I mean, we're an island nation. We're surrounded by water. We've got to get our stuff sorted here. And not only do I think we can get our stuff sorted here, but we can lead this. This could be growing our economy in a whole new green bioeconomy kind of way. So I'm really keen on us leading it.
What's next then in terms of plastic?
Yeah, well, we actually did a whole lot of research last year on a new plastics economy for New Zealand to work out how do we actually move this stuff forward. And so our next step is to work with a bunch of companies who are genuinely trying to work out how to do that, bring in the councils, bring in the Ministry for the Environment, and start going, okay, folks, how do we actually nail this so New Zealand can demonstrate the best way of doing it to the rest of the world? And also, you know, let us feel good about this place and not worry about the plastics that are currently going into our waterways and things. So our next thing is we're running a series of programs with those collective organisations to work out how do we reuse, reduce, and also innovate our way out of the current situation.
Will there ever be a time when if I buy a bag of frozen peas, it won't come in a plastic bag?
Quite possibly. I don't know what that's going to look like, but there'll be something.
There'll be a man turning up at my door with his hands cupped with some peas in
it. Yeah, yeah. Go quick, quick. Get your bowl.
They're warming up.
Yeah. Yeah, mate, I don't think it's going to be that unsophisticated.
Yeah.
But it might be.
But you think maybe we just haven't found the right idea yet?
No, we haven't. And I think the cool thing about having big aims for things like reducing waste is that new ideas will come.
Can you remind people who you are? Sustainable Business Network?
Yeah, so Sustainable Business Network is an organisation that is national, and we're a business network. So businesses join us and they all care about environmental or social issues.
Or and, no, they should.
Well, actually they all care, but whether or not they're doing, they're all doing things at different degrees, right? Some of them are doing amazing things and some of them are just starting on the journey. And we work on a bunch of different projects. We're doing a lot of work around the circular economy. We run a thing called Million Metres Streams, which is restoring our waterways right across the country. We actually just fundraised our first million for Million Metres Streams this
Great.
Year, which is really cool.
How does that work, by the way, just briefly while I've got you here?
Yeah, well, Million Metre Streams, that's a good question to ask. It's a really cool program where basically it's a donation platform so that we can get money from anyone who cares about our waterways, and it goes down into the community organisations or the landowners who literally need some funding to buy trees to get them in the ground. Mm-hmm. So it's basically protecting our waterways with trees, which is great.
A couple of years ago, I emceed Air New Zealand's Sustainability Breakfast, and there are lots of CEOs
there. I was there.
Yeah, and... And one thing that struck me was there were a lot of CEOs saying to me things like, actually, we've got the money put aside for this now. We're just not quite sure how we should be spending it. Is that a problem? Do you see businesses that want to do the right thing but haven't quite got their heads around what's right for them or how they can most effectively spend this sort of sustainability budget?
Yeah, my feeling on that, Jesse, and you said this a little while ago, is that businesses are extremely conservative in New Zealand and they want to get it completely right before they move. I think they're just going to have to move. We haven't got that much time to keep mucking around and waiting.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, if they've got a budget, get cracking with it. We need them to invest.
Anything else interesting happening in the world of plastics?
Yeah, well, the other thing we're doing is this program called GulfX, which I'd love to talk to you about at some point. And that's really about how do we restore the Māori of the Hauraki Gulf, because she's in a bad state. Some of that is getting plastics. Make sure we get
restore
plastics
the what?
Out
sorry,
the Māori, the vitality, the health of the Hauraki Gulf.
Is that Māori?
Yeah,
I don't know that one.
Hmm.
The Māori, restore the Māori.
Yeah.
Okay, and what will that take?
Well, it's going to take a lot of things. One is getting toxicity out. So every time, for example, if you drive a car, every time you brake, your copper from the brake pad slowly makes its way down into stormwater drains and out to sea. Any tyres also, not great. There's some zinc in the tyres, which also gets... So heavy metals, getting heavy metals out of the sea is one thing. Getting plastics out of the seas, putting litter traps in, as much as moving away from plastic. The other thing is just making mass awareness. Like, a lot of people love the Hauraki Gulf who live in Auckland, live in, around it. We fish in it, we swim in it, we love looking at it, but we don't know she's sick. So we're trying to raise awareness that actually we need to do something to get her health back. I keep saying her because I think of it as a living entity.
Can I ask, I feel like people are suddenly moving pretty fast on this. Their attitudes are changing pretty fast in the last sort of 12 to 18 months. You know, the plastic bag is one example, but there seems to be more urgency, the right sort of urgency. Do you do any surveying of people's attitudes, and can you see the direction people are going, if at all?
Yeah, we do surveying on different things, but not particularly wide on that issue. But I think the thing that's really helped move us has been that youth movement. So the climate strikes by our younger kids at school. You know, they're really getting a voice. That beautiful woman, Greta, who lives in Sweden, has started that whole movement here in New Zealand. And I was just listening to these five amazing 17-year-olds from different colleges around New Zealand talking about the movement that they're on, and you know, they're frankly scared. You know, this is the generation that's not being hit by potential for wars, they're being hit by the potential for the climate to do them wrong and wonder if they can grow their food in the future. These kids are really scared about that, and they look at us grey-haired folks and they go, what have you done? So they're kind of getting angry with us, and I think that's one of the big waves that we've had. We've also now got a government here who's a much more active and a whole range of things around water, around waste, which is great. So the movement's coming. Climate emergencies being announced in and around New Zealand has really lifted the game. I've been to a couple of those where the council's been sitting, making that decision, and just listening to the streams of people. And they're not just young people speaking, but the young people certainly lift your sense of urgency. But they're coming right across the age spectrum. And all saying the same thing. So I think the awareness is extraordinarily high. The challenge is how fast can we move? And for those of us who are doing quite well, thank you, right now, we're going to have to work out what we're willing to change.
How often do you switch between anxiety and optimism and pessimism and fear and hope in your job as CEO of Sustainable Business Council?
Network, sorry. It's okay. Do I switch much? I am really lucky. I quite often joke that I'm part goldfish and that every day is a new day. So I do every now and then start going, oh, God, this is grim. But it's just not helpful. So I spend most of my time going, we can do this. This is a really exciting future. It's not grim. It's a choice that we're making right now. So, I mean, I've been in this space for 20 years trying to get some movement happening. This is the first time in my work time that I've really felt like there's action happening and people really do care. There's still people that are blocking it, but their number's small and it's reducing.
I don't know if there's an answer to this question, but I feel like I and other people get little bursts of energy and motivation. People will be feeling motivated after hearing you talk today. So what's the best thing to start on? Where do you begin?
Yeah, see, I think you've got a bunch of ways you can begin. One is in your personal life. But often the challenge with doing your personal stuff is that unless you're showing other people, they won't mimic you. Most people copy. So if I turn up with my bike, which is what I've done, other people go, oh, she's riding her bike. Well, that's unusual. And that copy behaviour is really important. But actually, you've got to think about your sphere of influence. So, Jesse, you're a broadcaster. Your sphere of influence is to talk about this stuff. And that's probably your biggest impact, as much as telling people what you have a crack at doing. And we all play those dual roles, as you know, whether we're parents or workers or students or whatever it is. We need to show other people that we're doing it. Talking about it's one thing, but doing it's where the real action is.
Great.
And you've got to enjoy it. If you're having a go at these things, this is cool.
Rachel Brown is CEO of the Sustainable Business Network, and she came in to talk about plastic bags, and we ended up talking about everything, but that tends to be what happens in this space, doesn't it?
It is.
Nice to chat to you. Thanks.
Lovely to meet you.